The general idea is that robots oftentimes have very routine, repetitive, inflexible behavior, and we wanted to encourage them to think outside the box so they could solve harder problems. And the way we do that is that we can look inside the brain of the robot and recognize when it's having a novel or interesting thought that no robot has had before, and we can reward that. And the way that we do that is through an evolutionary process. So robots that have more creative thoughts tend to have more children, and that means that you have a process that's, instead of survival of the fittest, survival of the creative. And when Jing Yu and Jed implemented this idea, what we found is that robots who are encouraged to think more creatively tend to solve harder problems and do so faster. And we're really excited about the result because it opens up a new area of research in terms of having robots think more creatively and solve more challenging problems. And that eventually will get us to the day where robots can go out into the world and do jobs that are dangerous for humans to do, such as finding landmines and defusing them, putting out fires, and going into situations such as after a natural disaster or a nuclear disaster, where it's dangerous for human first responders to go, and we could send robots to, you know, shut down nuclear power plants or find survivors.